Well, if it's the second hour of Sunday in the Country, that means we kick off with Willie Hallahan and Sporting Across, sportingacross.com. Willie, nice to have you back again this week. And, you know, unfortunately, unlike last week when we had the special NASCAR Dave show, it's back to the 12 to 13 minutes. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I need to be reined in. I understand that.
So, actually, you know, looking at your calendar at sportingacross.com, there's actually quite a bit starting to percolate in our area.
There is. You know, spring brings out not only the flowers, but events as well. Today, it sounds repetitive, but there is another Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club ham shoot. It's the fourth in their six event series, or consecutive Sundays leading up to Easter. Turkey shoots are in the fall. And I haven't checked in with them lately. I know they've lost at least one of the four to weather. And it seems to happen every, if you have an event that many weeks in a row, you're bound to have weather issues. And I know back in the fall they did. They lost maybe a couple to rain. But anyway, hopefully they'll get it in today. I know there's rain coming, and there'll be two after this. So hopefully they're making money. They use their proceeds to fund their land management program, and they're very conservation-minded. This coming week on Thursday, a bit of a different kind of event. Raymond James folks up in Pittsfield are sponsoring the 8th annual Monopoly tournament. This is it's a major fundraiser for the Berkshire County Kids Place, and I've spoken before about them. It's a very worthwhile cause, unfortunately necessary cause up in the Pittsfield area, because they address children who have been abused either sexually or domestically, and I hate that even exists, but thank goodness these folks are there to attend to those children. That's one of two events that I cover a year for the Berkshire County Kids Place. There's a motorcycle run coming July, the Jimmy Bernardo motorcycle run, which honors a child who actually lost his life to domestic dispute. So kudos to the Berkshire County Kids Place for the work they do. That's Thursday up in Pittsfield. The following day, Friday, April 5th, the Ladies Auxiliary of Sharon Fire Company have their annual Bunko fundraiser. A year ago, I didn't know what Bunko was, and now I have three or four different Bunko fundraisers on my calendar. There's the Sharon Ladies. There's the Couch Pipa people. And Canaan had one a couple weeks ago, and there's another one, the Elks, I think, in Torrington. Apparently, I have to try it sometime. It's a dice game, very easy to learn, basically relies on luck, very inexpensive to get into. Typically, it's a $20 entry fee, and you can play all night, and they have refreshments and just a lot of fun. And that's coming up this Friday, April 5th, in Sharon. Then Sunday, the 7th, there are a couple events going on. One's the Hand in Hand 5K Run Walk. This is the first event of the season on the walkway over the Hudson. A beautiful, it's part of the New York State park system. They converted a trestle to a walking bridge. It spans the Hudson. It's about a mile and a quarter long. It's a natural place to have events, walkathons or runs. And the Hand in Hand is one of them. It's presented by Maplebrook School. And it benefits the Panichi Family Center for Communications, which is a special needs preschool program, part of the Mid-Hudson Hospital system. And that happens next Sunday. You can find the time and so forth at Sporting a Cause. Also next Sunday is the final Running into the Cold Water event on my calendar. It's a spring splash in Lakeville at the Grove. It benefits both the Jane Lloyd Fund and the John Rice FFA Housatonic Scholarship Fund, two very worthy causes. And lots of times events have backstories or sidebars, whatever you want to call them, and this is one of them. They typically get about 150 people to run into Lakeville Lake, and half of them are high schoolers. They bring in buses from Berkshire School and Hotchkiss, and Housatonic kids show up, and literally half of the field is young people, and they're fun to watch. I've been to them. You know, these kids get excited. You know, they're in a group. They have to psych themselves up, and then they all run in screaming at once, and it's really a joy to behold. And they raise money. As far as polar plunges go, it's an inexpensive one. All they ask is $25 in pledges per person, which is very minimal. Lots of them are much higher than that. But it's a great cause. The registration is at noon next Sunday, and at 1 o'clock, 1 in the afternoon, they all go charging in. Not everybody all at once, but teams go charging in one at a time, and it's a great cause, fun to watch. I recommend going to see it and maybe donating besides, whether or not you run the water or not.
They're not going to have to cut big chunks of ice this year in Lake Philip.
No, I'm guessing not. A few weeks ago, they had to in Winsted. As I said back a week or so ago, last year in Winsted, they ran into Highland Lake. They just ran into open water, and this year they had to cut out a foot of ice to make a space for people to jump in. And then, we're on to April, and April's going to be, we're going to see a lot more running events, of course, as the weather gets better. And May 4th is the first golf tournament. So
wow.
we're getting there. April we'll see. I think I have maybe a dozen running events in April so far, and then it just explodes from there. And May 4th is the Gilbert School. You know, the great rivalry between Housatonic and Gilbert. They have a weekend where they have both a golf tournament and a 5K race to benefit their sports programs. As I've said many times, and I'll keep repeating it, high school sports have a tough time these days, and they need events like these to bolster their sports needs. They can't just rely on the budget anymore. And it's kind of a genius thing. May can still be cold, but if the weather's willing, then I'll bet there are plenty of golfers, hackers like me, and better, just jonesing to get into a tournament. And May 4th is the first one I have on my calendar. And then the events increase from there.
Well, what's interesting is that this year, Lime Rock Park is doing something kind of cool, and they are having a grand opening at Lime Rock Park this year. And then they've got their first Ride One rally coming up. As a matter of fact, I think that's April 20th.
Yeah, I've got that on my calendar. It is a new event, and I put it up, and I still have more information to find out about the details that people might want to know about where to start. I think that's one of the few pieces of information I'm missing. There are going to be several starting points around, and then they ride up to Lime Rock Park, and then that's where the rally, so to speak, ensues. They'll have a midway. They'll have vendors and whatnot. I guess they can't use the track itself. That's dedicated to another event, but there'll be plenty to do there. And I can't remember right now what the cause is, but a good one. It's a worthy cause. That's new for them this year. And I'll be covering their regular events, too. I've never done that before. There are three major events because those, they're not fundraisers per se like some events are, but they use part of the proceeds from their races to fund a variety of charities. So that, in my mind, that qualifies for my website.
Well, they also they allow us to set up with the Bargain Barn a booth at last year. So we did it experimentally at the Vintage Festival.
Mm-hmm.
That raised over $1,300 in about 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
For the Bargain Barn.
So
they really do help charities out, and they are having an opening day celebration this year on the 6th of April, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is, they got the you can go out there. There's no admission, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got the Lime Rock Drivers Club, the Eastern Motor Racing Association, also Pelham Motorsports Club. There's a paddock concession stand, and it all benefits what happens there, the Michael J. Fox Foundation, via Team Lime Rock Park.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know that's their major. They have a major beneficiary, and Michael J. Fox was their main charity last year, and they repeated it this year. Good for them. They do a lot of good in the area for sure.
So Sam, we don't have to worry about any ski events now.
No. No, we can put that to rest.
It's kind of sad when you go by the ski area, like Thunder Ridge, and it's just it's brown snow. I mean, it's, yeah. You know, because it was an up and down season, but I spoke to people at Mohawk, and they still had a great season. Mm-hmm. Buttermutt and Catamount also, we spoke with them at the end of their run with us. And even though the weather was up and down, they all had good seasons. So.
Yeah, that's good because it's a crazy business model to begin with. You know, they're making all their money in a very short window of time, 3 months, I guess. And you know, and I know that Christmas vacation week is huge for them. It's almost like Christmas Day is for retailers. If they can get that Christmas week with good weather and they have decent snow for weekend skiing, then they're good. But you know, God bless them. I'm thrilled that they all had good seasons because they deserve it.
All right. Well, Willie, once again, a great job, sportingacause.com. Now, if people want a list, all they have to do, if they're a charity that's having a sporting event that's a fundraiser, they just have to go to sportingacause.com, right?
Yep, and find my email address. It's willie@sportingacause.com. It's on the site. And just email me. If they're unsure of whether it qualifies or not, just send me the information, and I'll make the determination. I'll include it if at all possible. You know, some things I just can't. A spaghetti dinner, for example, I can't include it because it doesn't come close. But polar plunges, I include. It's not exactly a sport, but you know, it's athletic enough to run into the water. So, and if it's raising money for a good cause, then it's in. So, whether you're, even if you don't know, just email me, and if at all possible, I'll include it because I'd rather include it than not.
All right, Willie, we will check with you again next week.
Okay, Marshall, thank you as always.